You are listening to the Bosch Pod.
Welcome to the Bosch Pod.
This is the first ever episode
of the Bosch Pod.
My name's Race.
My name's Sasha.
My name's Thomas.
We're going to go ahead and jump straight into the news.
So our first bit of news today is Kony 2012. Anyone have an opinion on Kony 2012?
Well, first of all, Kony 2012 is a video uploaded by a charity called Invisible Children to raise awareness of a warlord, Joseph Kony, who works in Uganda and enslaves children as female children as sex slaves and male children as soldiers for the war.
And if you have a soul, you'll know that's pretty freaking messed up.
Yeah, only the people's arguments are that Joseph Kony's either been dead for a long time or is no longer operating in Uganda, and the business is just taking your money.
Yeah,
but I wouldn't really say it was like a charity. It was more like a documentary because it lasts like half an hour, didn't it?
Yes, and not to help the case, but the CEO of the company, Jason Russell, was caught
co-founder
Jason Russell was caught masturbating in public
and running around naked,
and gave us plenty of wonderful memes to laugh at.
Yes,
thank you, Jason Russell.
God bless you.
God bless you, brother.
Took one for the team.
So, but, it is told that it was a mental breakdown and it was induced by the whole popularity of the Kony video. It got about 3 million views and like...
Yeah, but when I refreshed the page, it first was like 3 million views and it was like 70 million and I was just like, whoa.
The next topic we have is the Olympics. 2012 Olympics.
2012 in London.
Olympics 2012 and in the documentary.
Are any of us planning going?
No.
No.
I'm not big on sports.
Aren't there like people from
this
like,
is sport? And all that?
This is sport.
I have no intention of going. However, I will be watching it. I watch.
Yeah,
it
I'll probably be on holiday when it's on though, because that's just normally the time where I go on holiday.
How long does the Olympic last for?
No,
it's like 2 weeks, isn't it?
I don't think this should even be a topic. We know anything about it.
I know.
Well, it's something.
Yeah.
And news. On the topic of sports, the next topic we have is Fabrice Muamba, a Bolton midfielder who collapsed on the field during a FA Cup game between Bolton
and Spurs.
Yes. I actually did listen to the game on the radio. And
No, I was in a call with Irish.
Before you start wondering, is he okay? Yes, he is, but I don't know.
Yeah,
we don't know about the long run.
He was... His heart had stopped beating for a long
about,
for,
s- about 70 minutes. No,
how
70 minutes.
Anyway, did he just like just?
He just collapsed. There was no one near him. He collapsed and suffered what they first thought was an epileptic seizure, but then they had to resuscitate him on the way to hospital. And he was, because his heart had stopped for such a long time. Now that I know he's talking, but I think that lack of oxygen to the brain and a lot of damage could have been done.
But apparently. When he woke up, he asked why they stopped the game.
And there is news that, I'm not sure, I haven't read up on it, but the FA Cup, Bolton will continue in the FA Cup against Blackburn Rovers, I think, and they were thinking about postponing the game, but if I was Fabrice, I'd just want them to carry on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honey Badger from Chris Mwamba.
And our next topic is McDonald's. It is told that they will not serve to children under 18. Although I don't have an opinion because I don't even know if it's true, but I read up that this is the quotation. we would like to inform all customers that our staff, as of 21st of March, will no longer be serving food to children under the age of 18. This change is in line with the new regulation set out by the government to ban all junk food in a fight against obesity. We're no longer allowed to sell Happy Meals or anything any child may buy, or even any adult who may be buying for an underage person. I don't think that's true, because...
No, do you know, like, that means they'd be losing, like, 2/3 of their sales. Cause
yeah, because most of it's children, right?
To families. McDonald's.
Because let's put it like this. Say you go see a film, and just outside, it's like this huge centre.
Yeah, you with like KFC, McDonald's and all that.
Yeah, you just go outside, and there's a McDonald's right there. You can't go. You have to either not go to McDonald's, or get a parent to go with you, which is stupid because...
No, but isn't it... Didn't they say that the parents aren't allowed to go and directly buy food or something?
Yeah.
And but, which is a bit stupid.
It would be a bit obvious if an adult would just walk into McDonald's and buy a Happy Meal.
Yeah, like a 5-year-old, wouldn't it?
But I don't think it's true, I think.
No.
A comment on the...
It could be kind of true with the serving, but not, like, the consuming of the food.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It is fake. It is to do with Monopoly promoting being classed as gambling. I don't know what that has to do with children's buying Happy Meal, but...
Well, that probably might do with... do you know Monopoly has that thing on the bag? You strip it off and then you get as many as you can and then you win something. Say you get 3 Big Mac tokens, you get a Big Mac.
Ah, right, I see. And that way it'll encourage them to gamble for food, maybe.
I just imagine, like, toddlers around a poker table finding out cards and Monopoly on them.
Do you think you've had too many milkshakes? I'll tell you, and I've had enough milkshakes.
Oh, God.
Okay, Thomas, should we be moving on to our next segment?
Gaming.
Video game news. One of the things we wanted to talk about with you guys is the release of Counter-Strike Global Offensive, or in short, CSGO.
Yeah.
It is due to be released at the end of... No, in summer 2012, which is soon. The beta's already out, and you can...
Apparently, it hasn't got that many good... I don't know.
You can go... on Steam and complete a survey to try and get a beta key for it.
I
played a lot of Counter-Strike Source and enjoy it myself personally. This new one, the past Counter-Strikes have only been on Microsoft Windows and Mac OS X, however the new ones will be available on Xbox 360 via the Xbox Live Arcade and PlayStation 3 with the PlayStation Network. It'll feature the same content on all of them. You can use it with a regular DualShock PS3 controller or even PlayStation Move. And obviously the keyboard or mouse with PC/Mac.
But with Counter-Strike Global Offensive, or CSGO, sorry, but apparently they were thinking about cross-platform gaming. So say you play on PC, your friend's on Xbox and your other friend is on the PS3. So if you wanted you three to play together, you could just connect to one thing. So they were thinking about doing that, but because many people said no, they didn't want it, so they've got rid of it now.
I heard about, you know, with the mouse and the keyboard, you can be more precise with your aiming, and sometimes it could be an unfair advantage.
And plus,
different connections, I suppose.
But with PS3 and Xbox, you can be more comfortable with it. But with, you know, with PC, if you want to sprint, you have to reach your fingers across everywhere, but with Xbox and PS3 you just press fingers and you could just keep it in a slow, you could just keep it to your chest and you could be, say, the other side of your room or somewhere else, but you have to be restricted to the one place with the with the PC.
Also, a lot of the keys on there's a lot more key options, like a lot more controls you can use on
You can
keyboard.
Have like shortcuts and all that,
and you can like spray on walls with your own spray on sauce. I'm not sure if they'll keep that in Counter-Strike.
Do you know, they'd probably do that, because in Counter-Strike Go and all that, you don't aim down sights, so those trigger buttons could be used for something else, wouldn't they?
And also on the PC, you have to think about the advantage in the fast of movement, because I've noticed that the movements on Counter-Strike Source are a lot more, like, per se on Call of Duty, you'd move slow and maybe, like, the movement of the joysticks wouldn't be as quick and responsive.
Less customizable.
Mouse.
Derp!
Thomas, would you like to discuss the other game?
World of Warcraft, the expansion pack Mists of Pandaria. Dear God, I don't even play WoW, and I'm really annoyed with this. But I do have to say, I watched the Oxcast video, and I was somewhat impressed. When I heard about Mists of Pandaria and saw screenshots for it, I was just thinking, is this some kind of promotional thing for Kung Fu Panda 3 or something? Because, come on, you go from Cataclysm, which is this dark thing, and they bring in a dragon, and, you know, it's they completely destroy the world, and you go from that to pandas. Kung Fu Pandas. Come on!
I heard about they were putting in a female one, weren't they?
There are female pandas, but I watched the Oxcast video, as I said, and the pandas doing kung fu. Come on! How is that not a promotional thing for Kung Fu Panda or something?
Maybe secretly Kung Fu Panda has paid them a bunch of money for advertisements because after the first one, it just died.
Because Kung Fu Panda is now on like Nickelodeon, isn't it? Like in a
yeah, it's like there's some series. Kind of show. What's
it called? They've just gone Madagascar on it.
I know, they just stick anything on TV.
Like one film successful and they just...
soil it.
Yeah, soil it. Soil it.
The penguins were the best thing in Madagascar. Jar Jar Binks from Star Wars. You enjoy them when you're little. You enjoy him when you're little, but you hate him when you're older. God.
I know, he's getting your nerves so much. It's just Misa
Jar Jar Binks!
It just gets.
Going home.
He just gets like really repetitive with the same thing happening over and over again.
He set black people back about 20 years. Come on, come on. That's what he did. That is what he. Well, I wasn't the one that created Jar Jar Binks with a Jamaican accent, did I? Blame. Send George Lucas all your hate mail.
And an evil PM.
Okay, Thomas, do you want to move on to the next game? Personally, I haven't played this game, and I don't know much of
either of I. I haven't even bothered looking at the franchise.
Mass Effect 3.
People have been apparently complaining about the ending, like the hardcore.
Yeah, like two endings or something, right?
Yeah, and they're like, oh my! Apparently, something like tragic happens at the end.
Yeah,
spoilers.
Yeah. What I'm trying to do at the moment is I'm not flying through the game, trying to look at my ending. I am taking my time with it. I'm completing every side mission, and then I'm going to do the campaign quest. Mm. And probably by the time I'm doing the campaign quest...
40 years old, you'll finish the game.
By the time you're like 20, you'll finally find the first ending. I'm completely disappointed with it.
I walk out the house looking like Tom Hanks from Castaway, and I just go... That ending sucked!
Yeah, you're just like, well, about 10 years...
Have you got any opinions on the interface and the controls?
Probably. I didn't play Mass Effect 2, I played the demo. And to be honest, I hated the combat. I despised it. But then I played the Mass Effect 3 demo, and I was like, God, this is better. I can just tell. By when I played it, I was like, this is good, and I bought it, so, yeah.
Also, while we're on the video game segment, all three of us have some games we're looking forward for in this year. Personally, I'm looking forward for Counter-Strike GO, I'll definitely be getting it. I think I'll be getting it for the Mac. I don't think I want it for the PS3.
No.
How about you, Tom?
I want to get Max Payne 3 because I'm into third-person shooters, and Diablo 3 because it just looks awesome.
I personally want Assassin's Creed 3 because that trailer was just amazing. Like, and every single year it's been like,
Sasha,
looking forward to the next one.
You're a big fan of Assassin's Creed,
aren't you? Yeah, fanboy. Assassin's Creed. And the other one is Far Cry 3. I'm really looking into the franchise, but it looks kind of cool.
Yeah, I'm confused on what Far Cry is.
I thought it was the same as Max Payne, to be honest with you.
Well, no, Far Cry looks like it looks a bit like Dead Island, but it's
people.
I think it's like you're kidnapped and you tried to get off the island.
Yeah. You're kidnapped and helpless, then suddenly you get all these combat moves apparently in the trailer.
But I think I watched like another trailer. I think it was DLC. I'm not sure, but you can pick up mushrooms and
oh yeah, and you look you're all crazy and everything's all colourful and
yeah,
weird.
That's kind of a cool thing, but straight away, if you put that in your game, it's a certificate 18 straight away. You're not no questions asked.
Encouraging children to pick up mushrooms.
Daddy, there's a mushroom in my garden. I'm gonna go eat it. Okay, son, grab one for me.
What up with a Welsh accent, Tom?
Yeah. Rhys, you were a bit Welsh earlier as well. You were just like, I do not think.
Should we move on?
Yeah,
okay.
Entertainment.
Yeah. Now, Thomas, would you like to say the news?
The one I am most excited about is the new Doctor Who companion has been announced, and yeah, she's pretty hot. That's really all I can say about her. What's her name again, Rhys?
Jenna Louise Coleman, Thomas. She was in Emmerdale, Waterloo Road, and had a small part in Captain America.
Oh, really? But yeah, if you Google her name, her face just looks too young to be a Doctor Who companion, to be honest.
Do they get like is this his second one? What happened to Amy Pond?
I don't know.
Well, she'd like find bigger opportunities in the filming industry.
Well, I don't know, but she's meant to join the cast at Christmas, so we get one more series with Amy to wrap up her story, and then she comes in at the Christmas special.
Yeah, that happens often with Doctor Who companions. They always show up in random series.
I suppose it's a bit like, do you know, I don't like when like companions and doctors change, but I suppose it's because you don't know their skill of acting and their story and all that.
I didn't know what David Tennant was in beforehand, but
he was my favourite personally.
Apparently, there was this TV show, and apparently he played a transvestite.
What?
Yes, he played a transvestite in this one show. I don't know what it was called, but yeah, he played a transvestite.
Moving swiftly onwards. So what are you guys' top films, Thomas? This year?
Well, the films I want to see this year is The Hobbit in December, The Avengers, The Dark Knight Rises, and I might see Amazing Spider-Man. Might.
I would like to see also The Hobbit, Skyfall, new James Bond, with the guy from No Country for Old Men. And call me a 4-year-old, but Ice Age 4. I know.
I haven't even heard about that one.
Yeah, I saw it on an advert for something on Anytime.
I'm just saying, I think that series has dragged on a bit.
Yeah, but I will always love it, I say.
Yeah, I'll probably just buy it and it'll just sit on my shelf somewhere.
But, okay, I watched the first Ice Age and, you know, Scat the squirrel?
Yeah.
He was funny. Then you watch the second one and, yeah, he's funny.
Then
third
he has, like,
one,
a relationship with another squirrel or something.
Third, and he's like, okay, this is kind of getting annoying now. But fourth one, you know, he's not going to be... The Jar Jar Binks theory again. Little kids are going to love
Jar Jar Binks
him. Older kids are going to hate.
Personally, Sid the Sloth. You'll never get old.
Floth!
Floth!
But, you know, Scrap.
Yeah.
There's only a certain amount of times that you can get an acorn stuck in a piece of ice and it'll get funny. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, fair point. But with Sid the Sloth, if he ever is not featured in an Ice Age, it won't be the same.
Yeah, it'll be hate messages going over to... Is it Disney?
I hope
no,
Manny
it's Pixar,
the...
Disney Pixar.
No, it isn't Disney Pixar. It's, I don't know. It isn't Disney. It isn't DreamWorks. No. No, it's not. It's not DreamWorks.
It is DreamWorks. It is.
No, it's,
What's the one with the guy stood on a moon fishing?
That's DreamWorks.
It's DreamWorks.
Oh, that's...
Shrek did that.
Yeah, I think it's DreamWorks. Let me look up on that. Anyway, Sasha, any films you'd like to see this year?
Probably The Hobbit, like everyone else. And I'm probably going to go see The Hunger Games. And because like every other girl in the country, I want to go see Twilight. because that's what we do.
Ugh.
Religion should now, I've discovered.
Yeah, well, we should kill her.
Scrat and the other squirrel in Ice Age 3 was still a better love story than Twilight.
Still a better love story than Twilight.
Chris, I'm on...
Like, characters?
Chris, I'm on the IMDb for Ice Age 4 now, and I'm going to say the cast. Heather Morris, I don't know who she is, but she is playing a character called Katie, and most nerds will know who this. Kunal Nayar, I think that's how you pronounce his name, is playing Gupta, and do you know who Kunal Nayar is?
Who?
Raj on Big Bang Theory.
Oh, no. Really? What? Yeah, who does he play again?
Gupta.
Oh,
sounds racist. Sean William Scott, he was in American Pie and a few of the bad movies. He's playing a character called Crash. I'm not sure if he was in others. Jennifer Lopez is in it.
Wasn't Crash the weird little stray thing in the jungle that had a machete? I don't even know what animal.
No, that was voiced by Simon Pegg.
Oh, right.
No, I don't think his name was that. Jennifer Lopez is in it, and
Jennifer
she's playing
character.
Jennifer
Lopez.
Is she the one in Friends?
No, that's
Jennifer Aniston. Yeah, and she's playing a character called Shira. Josh Peck is back and voicing Eddie.
Let me guess.
Eddie. It was Eddie, right?
Eddie's like
the weird animal thing.
Yeah,
these
Nick
new characters
Frost
are probably going to be like a companion for, like, do you know the Saber-Tooth Tiger? Diego.
Nick Frost is in it. And he's known as the fat guy from Shaun of the Dead and
fat guy.
Hot Fuzz. And he's playing a character called Flynn. Dennis Leary is back voicing Diego. And, Ray Romano's back as Manny.
Manny. Oh, yeah. That thing.
Oh, I think, I did just check, Thomas, you can clarify, it is 20th Century Fox, Blue Sky Studios.
Yes, that is it.
Yeah.
I knew it wasn't DreamWorks and I knew it wasn't Disney.
For some reason DreamWorks and Pixar, there's too much of them.
I just want to throw this one out. I'm looking forward to a Nostalgia Critic about Ice Age 4. It's most definitely going to come out.
A Nostalgia Critic? The film is in no way nostalgic.
I know, but you know what I mean? He's probably going to do something about the series, isn't he?
Well, probably not. I don't think it's in his time thing, but I'm not sure.
Ice Age 4. Did you say anything about the release date? I need to see this. Oh, July 13th, 2012.
Oh my god, that's very soon.
It says July the 6th on IMDb.
I just got this from IMDb. Ice Age 4 really? Release date, IMDb, July the 13th, 2012.
13th?
Continental Drift release date is July the 13th.
You're looking at the USA one.
Oh, am I?
The UK is 6th of July.
So we're before the USA?
Yes, we are.
Nice one.
That is a first.
Is it? Yeah, it's Fox. That's American, right?
Yes, it is.
Don't we always get Harry Potter first? Isn't that like our thing?
Harry Potter, yeah.
We no longer will get Harry Potter first.
We've lost everything.
We've lost our franchise.
I wanna know where love is. But Belgium, France, Sweden, Argentina, Australia, New Zealand, Portugal, Brazil and Colombia get it in June. So they get it about just under a month before us.
Well, that's an achievement. We get to see Ice Age 3 before French people. That's going
to
make my year.
French people get to see it before us, if you listen to me, Chris.
Were you going to say a bad word?
Anyways, on that face palm, I think it's time to end.
Wrap up the podcast.
Wrap up the bagel.
It's gone on for quite a while, hasn't it?
Wrap up the bagel.
What the fuck did he do?
If you'd like to send us emails or suggestions on what we should talk about next time, the email is boshpod@gmail.com.
And the password is...
it's... Let me guess.
The password.
You were so right, I should change it now.
Anyways, that's all. I hope you enjoyed.
If you enjoyed that song, check out Czech Trio's channel. He was the creator of that song and gave us permission to use it. So check out his channel. He's awesome.
You have been listening to the Bosch Pod.